I got to know Bhatra, and his son. There was a little Vishwambar. I remember he had big eyes like his son, and he would walk very determinedly behind Bhatra, barefoot, all through it. And I could see these two are actually blessed by Vrindavan Dham, and maybe that is the secret why both Bhatra and the whole family is so absolutely enthusiastic in devotional service and so strong also in their presentations of Krishna consciousness. So this is the last evening in Vrindavan. Oh, I'm sorry, I just woke up from and coma almost. This is my last evening in Alachua. I planned with Bhatra Prabhu to do something special.
Sorry.
Thank you. And that is to, we wanted to share, both of us want to share our extreme enthusiasm for Vrindavan Dham. And we have requested Vishwambar and Vrinda and a few other devotees to present something very, very heart-moving in the very end of the program. It will be a surprise, so they will introduce it. I thought just to start the evening nicely, I would talk a little bit about the Holy Dham and why it's so special. And then I wanted to show you some very rare photos and also videos of some artists in Vrindavan, some saints in Vrindavan, because Vrindavan cannot be explained just by words. You have to really touch the dust. The dust is a magical dust. Anyone who gets the dust which has been touched by the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna will eventually, sooner or later, develop this rare love of Krishna in the heart, which even Brahma and Shiva are coveting or desiring. So, Jiva Goswami describes a little bit what Vrindavan Dham is. He says, just like a man may pick a lotus flower and bring it to some place and put it in a glass, Bhakti Devi herself took Vrindavan Dham and brought it like the lotus on planet Earth, where she installed it. We all know a lotus flower may grow in a murky, slimy, alligator-infested lake, but it is not touched by it. The lotus flower is aloof. It smells very nicely, looks very nicely, and attracts our fantasy and our mind very nicely. In the same way, Vrindavan was taken directly from the spiritual world and put into this world, but it's never a part of this world. It attracts all conditioned souls who come there to Krishna, like a lotus which has been transplanted. When you go to Vrindavan, however, my dear devotees, you have to deal with one secret. There is not just one Vrindavan, there are at least two Vrindavans. And you must decide in which of the two you will actually go and where you will stay. One is the Prakat Dham, the Dham which is manifested to our eyes. And the other is the Aprakat Dham, which our eyes and senses cannot see, but our heart can feel, our soul can feel. Let me give you an example of the two dharmas. The dharma which is manifested to our eyes is sometimes quite tough. There are bands of mafia-like monkeys terrorizing the roofs. There are pigs on the street who have never heard anything about decent behavior. They eat everything, they wallow in the open canalization, and so on. In that dharma, which is the external feature of the dharma, you will also meet the rickshaw drivers who want to cheat you. They say, you say one price when you start the journey, and when you arrive, it's all of a sudden four times as high the price. Let me say, the dharma which is manifest to the eyes is sometimes quite tough. It tests you. It brings out all your tensions and all your restlessness. But then the dharma which is existing underneath this layer, the thin layer of what our eyes see, is just so sweet, my dear devotees. It gives such wonderful feelings of having arrived at the perfect place in Krishna's home into your heart, that you can't describe it. And a typical day in Vrindavan might look for you like when I first visited Vrindavan. I came to Vrindavan with the highest expectations, but then in the very beginning my glasses were stolen by a monkey. Then I went further, and I was just talking with someone, and all of a sudden I feel a drizzle. What happened? A monkey had urinated on the famous Sachinandan Swami. Krishna. It happens to me again and again, and you know, because I sit under trees and I chant for many hours, and once I was chanting like this, and then a monkey did his, he oriented his pipe towards me and gave me the full doses, and I was just so angry. I took a stone and wanted to throw it, but then one sadhu stopped me and said, "I have umbrella. I have an umbrella." So then I went to buy a new shirt, but then I had to pay not the agreed 40 rupees, but the 200 rupees for the shirt. This was an old time. Then I drank a glass of safe orange juice, and afterwards I had to run to the open gutters to do things which are usually done in a restroom. Finally, towards the evening, I reached Yamuna and was totally tense, and I was praying, "Oh my dear Lord Krishna, this is your home, this is your Vrindavan. Really, oh please give me your mercy." And then all of a sudden, my dear devotees, as if the curtain was drawn open by Krishna, I see the same Yamuna, but it sparkles. I see the boatsmen, but they chant songs to Krishna. I sit on the steps of the Keshigat, and I see the turtles who come closer, and they seem to say, "Welcome in the transcendental Dham Vrindavan." And I feel so close to Krishna, and I call out to Krishna the holy name, and I feel for the first time in my life the chanting is alive. So this is what you can expect in Vrindavan. Again and again, you come and sometimes see the external Vrindavan, the Prakat Dham, but then all of a sudden, by Krishna's mercy, the curtain lifts and you see behind it the real Dham, the home of Radha and Krishna, whom Krishna never ever leaves, not even one step he takes out of Vrindavan. There are two transcendental energies working in Vrindavan which make Vrindavan so special, and I will end with this and a little story. There is, when you go in Vrindavan, there are two energies roaming around. One is called the Taraka Shakti and the other is called the Paraka Shakti. Taraka means that which liberates you from your material conditionings. You feel free, you feel relieved, you feel just very, very liberated almost. And Paraka Shakti is that which attracts you at once to Krishna. Oh, here's a garland of unknown flowers coming.
This is from Chaitanya's Mrijanga.
Thank you.
Badra told me.
Thank you very much.
Jai Maharaj.
Thank you very, very, very much. Gardenias, no? I would like to tell you. Oh, Prabhu, walk carefully. Hare Krishna. There was once the. Have you heard about Tulsidas?
Yes.
He is a great devotee of Lord Ram. And this Tulsidas had a brother who was the exact opposite. He was an artist. He was an actor in a traveling troupe. He was one of these wild people who always were chewing pan, had red teeth, crazy eyes, and kajal around it, and earrings, and so on. So this man was very lustful. He ran after women whenever he could get close to them. Once he came to a little town and he saw a beautiful chaste lady drawing water from the well. He was very, very attracted to her, and when she was finished drawing water, he followed her, helplessly attracted to her charm. She looked around and, oh no, my God, what is this rascal following me? And went straight to her house, where she locked the door and told her husband, there's this crazy actor, this artist, running after me. So they looked out of the window, and there this man sat before the entrance, guarding the entrance. When will she come out? And he will, I don't know what he intended to do, but not something very dharmically. So they left the house through the entrance at the back, Hare Krishna, and ran to the river, and they told the boatsman, maybe a crazy man will follow us. Don't take him across the river. We will give you whatever money he is offering you. Don't take him across the river. He's after my wife. This is what the man said. So they went over the river with the boatman. They went to the Guru Maharaj and they stayed with him they told him. Then after some time, the Guru took them in the room where there were three leaf plates ready. Please take your prasadam. They sat down and said, the Guru Maharaj, for whom is the third plate? The Guru Maharaj said, one more person is coming. They looked through the window and they saw this artist who was drenched in water. He had crossed the river by swimming and was following them. It's for him, said the Guru. He is now a transformed soul. He has swum across the Yamuna. You know everything. And the man came into the house. He was singing Krishna, 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 Krishna. And he was begging everyone for forgiveness for his previous life. Guru set him down. And he feasted together with the two disciples who had felt threatened by him just a moment ago. What had happened to him? He had contacted the two powerful energies of Vrindavan, that which liberates you, changes you, and that which attracts you to Krishna. So I want to now take you to Vrindavan. We have prepared some slides. I hope you can all see. The slide presentation is there. We have to put the lights out. This is a very good idea. Lights. Yeah. Oh, but Manoram, you have taken exactly. There's one big
light that doesn't turn
on. Let us see how far we get with this. We can start. Vrindavan is a charmingly beautiful place. And it is sit. Oh, I can't read it. Who can read it? And it is situated there in the grove known as Seva Kunj. There is a sacred temple of Sri Sri Radha Damodar. I take the lotus feet of these deities as my only shelter and what? And petition them to be kind upon me and guide me to life's ultimate gain. Who's the author? Srila Prabhupada. Yes, he said, I'm in the sacred temple of Sri Radha Damodar in Vrindavan. This sign means please change. The temple of Jiva Goswami, this is a Radha Damodar temple, said Prabhupada, is my life and soul. He sits there eternally and he is worshipped. He said, I always maintain these rooms in the Damodar temple. This is my eternal home. Here you see one of the entrance signs of Vrindavan. When you are coming there, my dear devotees, you must decide, do you want to go to a little dusty place in Uttar Pradesh, that is the Prakat Dham, or do you want to enter into the kingdom of God? There are two doors, invisible doors. One leads you to the external Vrindavan and the other to the spiritual Vrindavan. Vrindavan is described as a desire-fulfilling place. The trees there are desire trees, so people go there, bind some colorful cloth around the branches and ask Radharani and Krishna for a favor, and it is always granted. But Vrindavan is sometimes closed. It is closed to people who only have a material consciousness. And the door to Vrindavan, which is closed for many, will only open if you ask the powerful guardians who are standing there in Vrindavan Dham for permission to enter. One is Lord Shiva, who is in many, many forms in Braja Dham and acts there as the Chetrapal, the protector of the holy Dham. In Radha Kund alone, there are four ancient Shiva lingas who guard the kundas from all directions that no unqualified people can come there. Only when you are granted permission by Lord Shiva and by the dust of Vrindavan will you be able to look beyond what meets the eternal, the external eye, and will actually be able to meet Krishna, who seems to have lost his peacock feather here. You must know the dust of Vrindavan is the most powerful medicine against the material disease because it is touched by the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, and the love which they have in their heart has oozed out through their feet onto the dust. Therefore, devotees will always pay their respectful obeisances in the dust of Sri Vrindavan Dham. They make Dandavat Parikrama and many other things which have to do with the dust. If you want to make your life sublime, put dust of Vrindavan on your head. This is a special land where Radha and Krishna are visible to the with the eyes of devotion even to this day. It's a mystical land. Why is it mystical? Because there is something divine behind the curtain which is often drawn. This was made in one of my Braj Mandal Parikramas, these photos. I think, Bhadra, when you see this scene, you know, when will I go again? It speaks to the heart, no? Do you also feel something? Huh? Krishna, Krishna. My dear devotees, inside your heart, there is a space where you and the Lord live. It's a sacred space. When you hear the call, come, 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 don't hesitate, but run to Vrindavan. This photo was made at Govinda Kund, just behind Govinda Kund. And with this photo, like no other photo which I know, you can see that there's something waiting for you, something very mystical, something very wonderful when you go to Vrindavan. Another very sacred place in Vrindavan is the Yamuna. With these pictures which follow, I want to a little bit illustrate what we heard earlier. The Yamuna, when we look with our external eyes, is a river in danger. We know there is a lot of talk of pollution of the Yamuna. But if we look through the eyes of devotion, the very same Yamuna will reveal to us a wonderful sacred place. I like to go to the Yamuna at various places in Braj and just sit the whole day and the night and chant the holy name. And so many wonderful visions come, given by the same Yamuna. Mm-hmm. This is another very powerful agent. Yamuna Devi is very powerful to help us in our devotion. And the second is forest of Vrindavan, that's also very true. Giriraj, you know everything. My dear devotees, I have wonderful news for you. In this forested area, which comes right after Jatipur, where there are very good and old trees, we have now a big land of 500 meters, that's half a mile, which the forest department has given to us for free. We just have to keep it green and clean, and devotees can come there. It is a protected area, and they can chant under these desire trees. And when they finally get up, then they will soon see how all the desires are fulfilled. This Giriraj, there's a prayer to Giriraj, which I request you to chant with me. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Govardhana Namine.
Shri Govardhana Namine.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Paramananda Dayine. I bring my obeisances to you, O Giriraj. Your name is Govardhan, and you free us from unlimited miseries and give us the greatest bliss. Now these two energies, one frees us from misery, the other gives us the greatest bliss. Look at these photos and see, these are desire trees. You can go to them and desire something. There was once a poor man who had slept the whole day. He had to collect some firewood from some broken branches, but he had been so tired that he had no energy to collect firewood. So finally, he was under this tree and he said, I wish there would be some firewood. Firewood just arrived in a big heap. Oh, he said, this is a desire tree. I wish I would have some rasagula. And boom, many rasagulas popped up. Then he said, oh, I wish that there is no tiger, but the no, he had a hiccup. So he said, I wish there's tiger, and then a tiger came. Desire trees, fulfilling desires. Be careful what you want. This is Suravi Kund, and here I want to show you something which will hopefully inspire you. Can you see in that southwestern corner, in that corner there, a straw hut? Can you see it? Mm-hmm. Yes, no?
Yes.
You're just there. Maybe you can show, but yes, there, thank you. Let us go inside the straw hut. There is a very nice devotee.
Sound. Yeah. Keep playing. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful.
This old saint is sitting there and he is chanting the whole day and praying the whole day. His hut looks very simple, but he sees not the simple things, he sees with the eyes of devotion. We can go to the next. Thank you. Very nice sound. At Govardhan, you also find these. Do you know what this is? A Nilgau. We have made a little video of the Nilgau. I think it should run. Yes, see the Nilgau there? Somehow these Nilgaus know how to move in a way that they take all covers. I was once chanting before the Govardhan here behind the fence, and I was looking towards Govardhan. All of a sudden, I was for half for an hour or half an hour or so, I felt someone is looking at me. I know someone is looking at me. Do you know this when someone is looking at you and you feel, oh, someone is looking at me? So then I looked very carefully, and there were 7 Nilgaus, just only 3 meters ahead of me, who looked at me with very, very nice glances. So in Braj they say, when there are 7 Nilgaus, it means Krishna is nearby. So you can experience such things. Good. Giriraj is so much loved in Vrindavan. When the schoolboys see their exam coming and they have not learned anything, they make one Govardhan parikrama and pray, please help me to write down the information which is necessary. Young brahmacharis go around and say, Giriraj, let me stay a brahmachari. Young Matajis go around, oh, please let this brahmachari change his mind. And somehow Giriraj accommodates everything. How he does it is not known to us. I'm trying to speak in your language. Once a year there's Govardhan Puja, and this is what the Brijbasis do in all homes. They make a Giriraj from cow dung. See how many how much prasadam they lovingly offer. Oceans of prasadam. And Giriraj, somehow, when you only approach him a little bit, worship him a little bit, he gives so much, he gives you everything. When I was once in Braj, I met Bhadra, and he did 2 Giriraj parikramas a day. Imagine it. His feet looked like they could use some shelter. But it had to continue because it's such an attraction, Giriraj. He helps you to go beyond your body and your mind. This is Haridev. Haridev is a deity whom Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited. When he came to Haridev, he remembered how this deity appeared. See, the gopis always felt so sad when Krishna left in the morning the village of Vrindavan to herd the cows. Very sad they felt. So once they went to Manasi Ganga, and they because they knew Krishna was nearby herding, and they called out for him, oh Haridev, oh Haridev, please you chant, oh Haridev, oh Haridev. Not like this, but you have a second chance in a moment. Then Lord Krishna came and he spent time with them, but then he said, I have to go now, I'm herding cows here, and my friends are missing me. I need to leave you now. And the gopi said, you can't do this. At that moment, Krishna manifested from his own transcendental form this deity of Haridev. But the gopi said, we don't want a deity, we want you. And again they shouted, "Oh Hari Dev!
Oh Hari Dev!
Oh Hari Dev!
Oh Hari Dev!"
What could Krishna do when he is called like this? So the deity changed into moving Krishna and moving Krishna into the deity. And this went a few times. The gopis protested, and again the change took place until the gopis forgot who's who. So this deity is very, very powerful. It is said when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, he danced for a whole day in ecstasy, or for a long time in ecstasy. And we try to organize once a year a little kirtan for devotees who like to chant. And I think here comes a video of this. Goranga's beautiful back. Is it true? Huh? Yes. Okay, we can go to the next. Of course, one of the most holy places we have seen, the dust of Vrindavan. We have seen Lord Shiva. We have seen the Yamuna, we have seen Govardhan and Haridev. But we cannot be in Vrindavan without Vrindavaneshwari, Srimati. Wonderful, wonderful. Her special place is in Radhakund. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, "This kund is not water, but it's the liquefied, please help me the English word, liquefied. Liquefied. The
young boy knows it. Say again.
Liquefied. It's a liquefied, whatever the word is, love of Radha for Krishna. So when you take your bath there very carefully, with a great respect, you are not taking your bath in H2O or water. You take your bath in love, and you feel it when you come out of the kund. Once a year, the Brijbasis come there in the night and celebrate the divine appearance of Radha Kund. They wave a lamp. This they do now every evening, and we cannot talk about Vrindavan without talking about the saints of Vrindavan, the Brijbasis, who are full of love for the different residents of Vrindavan, including the cows. This is Haridev. This is how little Vishwamba looked when I saw him first. It could be the same picture almost. Another nice, some pictures of Brijbasis we have. The Brajavasi ladies are very careful to always cover their faces. They carry water for the household. Look at this devotee. You can see in his face there are a lot of austerities which he did. He put specially a tilak on for this photo as his only decoration. You see, it's a face which is he has done many austerities for Krishna. He gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning, chants up till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then goes for his prasadam to beg at 7 houses of Brijbasis, that's Madhukari, and he eats 3 chapatis, that's enough, and a little sabji, and is very blissful. How is he so blissful? How can he do this every morning 2 o'clock and then just chanting after noontime and then begging a little food and then again chanting? My dear devotees, he is inspired in his heart by the divine energy of Vrindavan. He is not running on material energy, not even of Alachua energy bars. He is running on the spiritual energy. When you see such old trees, you can go there, put your head on the tree and say a confidential desire in Krishna consciousness, and it will be granted. These are desire trees. Those who live there, they have dedicated their life to a life of worship. This is one devotee who makes a beautiful decoration around the Tulsi Mandap. See on this, you see the leaves, the red leaves of that Mandap or Podest. There is Tulsi. Yeah. Big Tulsi, yes. Tulsi always resides where devotees, good devotees, do their bhajan. Wow, ready. Finished. What I think we all like so much in Vrindavan is there is a very relaxed atmosphere. See, this boy doesn't need a Mercedes-Benz. He feels very happy in the lap of Brajadham. You find everywhere the peacocks and the call of the peacocks. And he knows everything about everything in Vrindavan. The cows, they are especially around Vrindavan Dham. I wanted to say Govardhan, and then the forests. Just here where this photo is taken, that's our forest stretch where you can also be lots of cows, lots of parrots and so on. And near there we built a Govardhan retreat center. And now I've just gotten the news, someone has given marble for all the buildings so that it's not so hot in the summer. See these girls. Udhavagund, this is Uddhava Kyari, yes. Vrindavan, you will like the relaxed way the people act with full trust of Krishna. This is Radha Raman temple, I believe. It looks like, isn't it? Radharaman is a self-manifested deity, and they often try to bring a Radharani next to him. Here you see the sari. Can you see on your right side? Yes? It's not a deity inside, because all deities disappeared. Radharaman would not accept any deity of Radha. What they have there is a little silver plate with Radha's name. And then they have put a sari across it, you know. But inside is Radharani's name. Why? Because the name is identical with Radha, and Radharaman accepted only this. Because the name is self-manifest, like the deity. So like and like belong together. This is in our Krishna Balaram Mandir. I think no one can ever forget the Damodarashtakam, which is done during the month of Kartik there. I'm always invited for the last Kartik evening, and I try to sing the Damodarashtakam. It's such an atmosphere that oh, Krishna is satisfied with the devotees, that you won't like to miss it if you can be there. But you have to really work hard to get into the temple. It's so full. Please move on. I'm a little... Here, when the night comes, my dear devotees, everywhere in Vrindavan, you see devotees getting together and singing bhajans to Krishna. Everywhere in Vrindavan. This is what they sing. One gopi is telling the other gopi that the blackish form of Krishna with flute in his hands has captured my heart fully. Oh Sakhi, I think Krishna is a magician who can capture the hearts very easily. It's only by hearing a few notes from his flute I lost my heart completely to him. I thus lost all my consciousness, and I don't even care about the public opinion, what they will think of me. Now I don't have any other direction to go, except towards the direction of Krishna. They repeat again the refrain, now I have no other direction to go to except for in the direction of Krishna. And just see the whole evening, all the temples reverberate or resound with this expression of devotion to Krishna is just so wonderful. We have another song for you. This was some initiation. This is Mukunda. O Shrimati Kishori Radhe, I only have one desire left in my life. Please reside in my heart along with the jubilant form of Krishna. And O Radha, please make me eager for you always, as the Chakora bird is eager for the moon. Chandra Chakori. O Shrimati Kishori Radhe. The expression of devotion. You see this everywhere. You find these people singing their hearts out. This we can also learn to imbibe in our own chanting.
Are you gaye tumara ka syam biraj moye ule ule khave re
Would you like to know what he sings? He thinks about how Krishna in Dwaraka wrote a letter to his mother, Yashoda. Krishna expresses, O Maya Yashoda, from the day where I am away from you, no one has ever called me Kanhaya. This is a sweet nickname which Yashoda uses. No one has given me laddus for breakfast, and no one has washed my face and wiped it with the corner of the zari as you would do. After hearing this, Mother Yashoda's heart trembled, and she cried tears and replied to Uddhava in these words, Uddhava, O messenger of my Lal Kanhaya, from the day Krishna has left for Mathura, from that day onwards, Braj seems almost like a land full of fire which is consuming me. O Uddhava, please take this message from me to Dwaraka. Tell my son that Braj has become a deserted place since you have left Braja. This is in Radha Bagh, the gardens around Vashana, where flowers are grown for the worship of Sriji. And we were just there resting a little, reading a little, when all of a sudden this minstrel, I think we call him, the singer, came and sings about the letter which Krishna wrote to Yashoda. No one here in Dwaraka appreciates me like you. No one calls me Kanhaya. No one gives me laddu for my breakfast. And no one wipes my face with a corner of the zari like you do. I feel I miss you so much. And Yashoda writes back. Not writes, she tells a message to Uddhava. Oh, Uddhavaji, tell my son, since he has left, this land is consumed by a fire of separation from him. Very, very beautiful. This is a traditional Braj instrument. I think, Vishwamra, honestly, you have so much talent. This is a nice, unusual instrument. It is extraordinary in some ways. Would you like to hear it again? Yeah.
उदा गए द्वारका श्याम बिरज मोय उड़े उड़े खावे रे श्याम बिरज मोय उड़े उड़े खावे रे बिना श्याम मोय चैन परे ना लेके छिट्टी द्वारका जइयो मेरे मोहन को जाए बतइयो अरे तो सुख गयो रे बिरज धाम बिरज मोय उड़े उड़े खावेरी
हरे कृष्णा सो माय डियर डिवोटीज आई होप दैट दीस फोटोस एंड वीडियोस कुड स्पीक अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ व्हाट इज द ब्यूटी ऑफ ब्राज व्हाट इज द लेट मी से इट्स नॉट जस्ट अ ब्यूटी इट इज एन इमोशन अ डीप इमोशन They call it the Braja Bhava. So, I want to now request our Bhadra Prabhu, my first Braj Guru, to come here. Or from where would you like to speak? Here, maybe I.
No. You will sit there.
With the projection screen.